And welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alex Cooper. We're broadcasting this morning from the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce in their Launchpad room. It's great of them to host us. Our next guest is Stephanie Cox of Nexus Works. And she has an interesting new online learning platform for activists and wannabe activists to learn how to be more effective at doing that. Good morning, Stephanie, and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit more about what you do at Nexus Works.
So Nexus Works is a political consulting and political training company. So while I take on average political campaigns and consult with them on best practices, as well as working on projects for municipalities, getting bylaws passed and that sort of thing, my real passion is making sure that everyday people are able to access government and learn what I know, what it took me over 15 years in politics to learn, and be able to navigate the process and be effective in engaging with their government.
Well, that's excellent work. So tell us what you know.
Yes. So I got started because I worked in the political sphere for about 15 years. And when I worked in the Massachusetts legislature, as well as when I worked for a member of Congress, I kept seeing lobbyists be successful. And then I would see organizations such as nonprofits, civic groups, grassroots groups, trying to navigate the process, but stumbling along the way because nobody teaches activism. Nobody teaches civic engagement beyond the nuts and bolts of how things work in our school systems. Mm-hmm. So I felt that somebody ought to be teaching people how to do this. If they can't, if they're not in the position that they can afford a lobbyist, and many people aren't in that position. So my main focus when I founded my business about a year and a half ago was to make sure that particularly those nonprofits would be able to advocate for an earmark in the budget, or to oppose a regulation successfully that was going to negatively impact their organization, or if need be pass a bill, but understand how to get initial support, who to target as far as that support goes, how to get co-sponsors, and how to really navigate the sort of soft skills of the side of politics, as well as understanding the mechanics of it.
I guess it's a little bit more complicated than going out and carrying a sign and, in a protest march somewhere.
Yeah, and signs are actually one of the least effective ways to be effective, particularly in political campaigns. One of the things that, you say when you're trying to persuade people is you're trying to deliver a message, and ideally you're trying to find out if that message was persuading people. So when you're going out as a candidate and you're knocking, if you knock on doors and you have a conversation face to face with someone, or you speak to them over the phone, that that way you're able to deliver your message and you're able to get feedback from them on whether or not they are now going to support you, and then you know whether or not to call them before the election and say, hey, just a reminder, the election's coming up, will you please show up and vote. So these sort of mechanics of how effective persuasion works is something that I've incorporated throughout my trainings, and those run the gambit from learn to lobby, lobbying 101, to political campaigning 101, and now since the election, there's just been this explosion of activism popping up all around the country, but not necessarily effective activism. So I have started an e-learning product of Effective Activism 101, and it's meant to teach everyday activists who maybe only have a few minutes a day or a week to engage with their elected officials, but I want to make sure they're engaging with the right people and in the right ways so that they're going to be effective and not spinning their wheels, and that they're going to have successes and stay engaged rather than feeling that their voices aren't heard and that they should disengage.
I'd love for you to elaborate a little bit more on the notion of persuasion and how to do persuasion and what is persuasion and the influence of that.
Right. Well, it always depends on who your audience is, but as so many of your listeners, I'm sure, who have any background in sales know that the what's in it for me is really important to be thinking about. And when it comes to persuading elected officials, for example, you have to look at what are the strong talking points you can use on the merits of an issue, but you also have to look at it from the perspective of How is this going to affect that decision maker's ability to get reelected? And who are the potential opponents? So you have to look at it a little bit strategically and think about, you know, what are the things that I can say about my position? What are the things that my opponents can say about it? What are the things that I can say about my opponent's position, and what can they say about their own position? And then from there, craft a message that addresses all of those things and is able to withstand any negative arguments.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about the e-learning course that you've created.
Sure. Well, as I mentioned, after the election, just started seeing so many new grassroots groups propping up. And a lot of them here in Massachusetts found that I was doing the Lobbying 101 trainings, and they came to me and said, can you do something on effective activism, just on activism? Mm. So I started off going around and doing some trainings with these new groups around the state for just about an hour at a time, maybe an hour and a half with Q&A. And I found there was a real appetite there, but obviously I can't be everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's just not feasible. So I found, you know, I really wanted to share this knowledge and get it out there nationwide. So what I did is I expanded on this, you know, 1 hour program and turned it into 10 different modules. Mm-hmm. So each module has anywhere from 1 to 3 lessons in it. And each lesson is very manageable, bite size. So anywhere from, you know, 3 minutes to about 15 minutes. So someone can watch it on their lunch break while they're sitting and at their desk. They can do it, you know, at night and just get that little bit of information. And then I created worksheets and cheat sheets and things that people can use to create their own plan for their activism that works for their needs. Mm-hmm. And helps make their time really effective and manageable. Because one of the things that I'm seeing right now is there's a lot of action alert overload. Mm-hmm. I just look at my own Facebook feed or inbox. I'm getting all these alerts, call your representatives about this, that, the other. There's so many different things. And I really advocate people narrowing down to, you know, 3 to 5 general buckets of things that they want to focus in on, because when you become more of a subject matter expert, you actually elevate your credibility with elected officials, and you might actually be someone that they called for feedback. Mm-hmm. When they're taking on an issue.
Oh, that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. So would this course be appropriate for pretty much
anyone
that's interested
anyone.
In activism?
Yeah.
And I imagine you have an interesting opportunity to create yet another network for activists of, you know, the people that sign up for your course. And
so actually, that's one of the benefits of the product, is that it comes with a private Facebook page where mm-hmm. Activists can share feedback with one another about what's working, what's not, get support, as well as a group call where they can check in once a month or so.
Yeah, because I imagine it, you know, focusing and coordinating activism is probably more effective than lots of people taking stabs in the dark on their own. So that's...
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, with activism, I mean, I think one of the reasons that people tend to disengage from the process is because it's so overwhelming. There are so many things that people could be engaging on, and how do you choose? Mm-hmm. And so what I started off with from the beginning, as I mentioned, is picking just a handful of things that you're going to focus in on. Because you know what? There's going to be, say you say, you know, very relevantly, we're talking healthcare. Mm-hmm. Well, broadly, healthcare as a bucket is one thing, but there could be 3, 5, 6 versions of a bill that you might need to be engaged in over the course of 1 or 2 years. And so, you know, in order to engage in that, that's going to take up a decent amount of time, mm-hmm. but it's a matter of quality rather than quantity. And the more that you focus in on that and become an expert on that, the more effective you can be, and you can follow an issue from beginning to end, from its birth to its death, or eventually its passage, whichever you're advocating for, as opposed to that sort of whack-a-mole mm-hmm. situation that we have going on with a lot of people, like, you know, something happened in the news today, I have to call my elected official about this, that, without necessarily thinking through, okay, is my elected official naturally going to be on my side? Do I really need to make that phone call? Or is my elected official, there's like their lead sponsor of it, there's no way they're going to be opposed to it when I am. And being a little bit more thoughtful about where you're spending your time, being a little bit more strategic about it. And the bottom line is if everyone were to take this approach, then all of the many issues that we're concerned about would be covered, because everyone has different interest areas. Mm-hmm. You know, you may be interested in healthcare, I may be interested in education. Mm-hmm. But we tend to see so much of the world being on our shoulders. Mm-hmm. And it's actually, if you just, you know, put your head down and focus on a specific issue area, that's how you'll be effective. And that's how you see a lot of elected officials be effective.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's very interesting. That applies to a lot of things in life when you go broad versus narrow.
Yeah.
And I'll bring it back to radio entrepreneurs. Wondering if you see a lot of entrepreneurs taking this up and doing this for business causes as well. Is that something that happens?
Certainly with trade associations in particular. I've done trainings for different types of associations where perhaps they have a lobbyist, but their membership needs to have a better understanding of what they should be doing, not only for their day on the Hill, but also throughout the year. Mm-hmm. What types of relationships they should be building, what types of things they should be doing, how they should be staying in contact with their elected officials. So doing an effective activism training for them is one option I offer. The other is relatively new, which is that there are plenty of organizations who may not necessarily need to focus on the state level or the federal level, but where regulations or bylaws are going to come down that are going to affect them is going to be at the town or city level. And so for a lot of associations, they're a one or two man shop. They don't have the ability to be able to monitor what's going on in every town in their region. Mm-hmm. So creating a town monitor program, training your members, your volunteers, to become your eyes and ears about what's coming down the pike so that you know whether to support it or oppose it, mm-hmm. Is something that can really help those businesses or those trade associations to look out for their membership.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming in today. If people want to get in touch with you, Stephanie, what's the best way for people to reach you?
LearnToLobby.com.
Excellent. That's a great website name.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.